With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Namibian Stock Exchange recorded its lowest year-to-date trading volume since 2012 with a 4.2 billion Namibia dollar exchanged across both local and dual-listed equities during the first 8 months of 2024, according to data from Ceres Capital. This marks a significant slowdown in market activity, placing this year among the slowest trading years in the NSX's 29-year history. We spoke to Namibian Stock Exchange CEO Tian Bazoen, who says his first priority to boost trade volumes is to encourage more local companies to list on the exchange.
We don't have enough local Namibian companies listed, so there isn't a lot of options for pension funds to trade between the different listed companies. So first priority is to get more local companies to come and list to create that diversification. But there's also potential regulatory change that should allow for greater diversification in these international instruments as well. So we have ETFs that give you exposure to gold and other precious metals. We have ETNs that give you exposure to more international instruments such as Alphabet, Facebook. There's a lot of good products that are coming through, but we're not seeing the trading volumes because the pension funds are somewhat hamstrung in terms of what they can do.
Green Hydrogen Commissioner James Nyupe says the recently concluded Global African Hydrogen Summit that had 1,000 delegates and exhibitors in attendance was a success.
We, Namibia got a lot of good feedback. We managed to execute, I think, the 3 days in pretty good fashion in a lot of partnership. We were particularly excited to learn about what the other African countries are doing in green hydrogen. Morocco showed off all of their developments with OCP. Egypt spoke of their developments with Fertiglobe. And of course, South Africa mentioned some of their developments as well. Namibia was able to make some really key announcements. So the day concluded with a session at 5 where we all announced sort of key developments. First things was that the summit was a huge success and it'll come back to Namibia next year in September. Another sort of revelation was that Namibia would be looking to deploy some of its own METMAS with some of the funding that was received from Team Europe. Some of the 8.8 million euros that was given to the Green Hydrogen Program will be used for this particular role.
The SWAPO party will hold its electoral college, known as the POT, this weekend. Around 600 delegates, including members of parliament and the central committee, will attend, with 84 individuals to be chosen for the final list. SWAPO Secretary General Sophia Shaningwa has called on participants to vote sensitively and consider young people in the selection process.
My hope, and that is the hope of the leadership, is that we come out from that electoral college positive, together, united. I'm also hoping that the participants, those who have the voting rights, go vote with sensitivity to see to it that when they are voting for one another, they also consider all of us from the four corners of our country, and mostly consider the young people also, because as we are aging, there is really a need for SWAPO to start grooming the young people to take on the party and to take up the government come the future.
To South Africa, where Old Mutual and Sanlam have reported high client interest in the new two-pot retirement system, Old Mutual received 190,000 interactions, while Sanlam saw 84,000 inquiries. In contrast, 91 and Coronation have had fewer withdrawals, likely attributed to their wealthier client base. Estimates for withdrawals range from 40 billion to 100 billion rand in the first year. And unchecked climate change, wildfires and air pollution continue to have a spiraling negative impact on health, ecosystems and agriculture, with millions of deaths attributed to dirty air. The UN World Meteorological Organization said on Thursday, scientific officer at WMO, Lorenzo Labrador, warned that global food security is under threat from air pollution.
Many of these particulate matter pollution that affects crop yields are due to man-made practices, which include land use practices such as tillage and harvesting, also application of fertilizers and stubble burning at the end of the season, of the growing seasons.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate and on time.